You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Wu, sitting in for Louis Sines, and this morning Peter Rivera drops by. He's from the Osher Lifelong Learning Center, just across the way from us here in the Cott Memorial Building. He's in Miners Hall. And first off, Peter, welcome back to Focus on Campus.
Thank you, Dennis. It is good to be back to visit with you.
Absolutely. We've missed you for quite some time, but you are quite the busy guy. You're coordinating quite a lot with the Osher Lifelong Learning Center, otherwise known as OLLIE,
yes. Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, that used to be the Center for Lifelong Learning when it was initially founded by Dr. Natalicio here on the campus in the late 1990s or something.
So it's grown in stature and in volume. I take it that you've increased your student population quite a bit.
That's correct, yeah. We've increased the curriculum, and we're gaining new members all the time. The 50-plus generation is bigger than we would have anticipated, and they're here, both from El Paso and from Ciudad Juarez. And the younger folks are expecting more. They're more demanding. You know? So those folks that were used to the old Center for Lifelong Learning, some are still here, but most are gone. And the product now has to be sharper, more professional. It's more everything. So, but it's good to have the challenge.
Oh, absolutely. Let's walk prospective members now through the process of signing up to become a lifelong member.
Well, the requirements are fairly extensive. It's not easy to do. You need to reach the age of 50. Anyone after the age of 50 is welcome to come and join. That's the only requirement we have. You need not have any kind of prior academic background, and it does not take a lot of money. If you've got $25 for a lifetime membership, that gets you in. And then every semester or a month before each semester begins, we'll send you the printed catalog of classes. Typically, 50 or more classes each semester, and the semesters are 12 weeks long, a 12-week semester in the fall coming up or finishing up, and then 12-week semester in the spring, a short period during the summer as well, so we have something to do. But that's about the extent of it. $25 gets you in to the as a member, and then every semester, fall and spring, $60, the fee for all the classes you want to take. And as I say, there are typically 50. They meet on the campus, usually in Miners Hall, and not far from parking, by the way. I have more to say about that in a minute. They meet in Miners Hall from 1:30 to 3, and then 3:15 to 4:45. It's possible, if you're over 50, qualify, and are a member, to be on the campus every day of the week, Monday through Friday, every afternoon, and enriching your life in subjects that you had wanted to cover over time but didn't have time because you were raising a family or going to college. So now you're back to learn the things that you are interested in.
It's an interesting and it's a very diverse curriculum that we have here at OLLIE.
It is. It is basically a liberal arts curriculum. We have, from time to time, some science classes, a couple of math classes over the time, as I recall. But it is basically a liberal arts program. The Osher Institute, in fact, is sponsored by the College of Liberal Arts here.
But it's also the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute is also a member of a large network of institutes around the country, no?
Oh, yes. Very good point, Dennis. We started out, as I said, in the late 90s as the Center for Lifelong Learning, and it was limited only in the money available from the members' fees to pay our instructors. And we have drawn on instructors from the UTEP faculty, retired UTEP faculty, other experts from the community. And when we had the opportunity to join the network of Osher Lifelong Learning Institutes, which is supported by the Bernard Osher Foundation of San Francisco, we jumped at the chance. And that has been a very big increase for us in terms of our ability to deliver the kind of product that our current members want. And so we are supported to a big degree by the Osher Foundation and by our members' fees. The foundation, by the way, supports something like 120-plus other such institutes at universities around the country. It is a very interesting to see the variety of programs. Each one is unique. Our program is unique from all the others, and each of the Ali Institutes all over the country, each one has its own nature, its own almost its own character.
So when you get a chance to go to a countrywide conference, then the discussion becomes quite diverse, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Funny that you mentioned that. That conference happens in a couple of weeks in Colorado Springs. So all of the other Ali wizards are going to get together to talk, to share stories, and to hear from Mr. Osher, and to learn from each other based on our experiences, what works and what does not work.
At a university level, and even at a community college level, there's always this thing about traditional students that coming out of high school straight into college, and then you have the non-traditional student who, for some reason, either left school and got a GED, or they got their high school diploma, went straight into the workforce, into the military, they started having a family, and then came back to school. That's a non-trad student. And then you have the 50 and over, who I like to call members of the third age.
Yes. Yeah, we're called that in different parts of the world as well. But that's exactly right. Those are the different populations on this campus now. I can tell you one example of the category that you mentioned about returning students. The Osher Institute here is governed by a board of directors. Our current chairman of the board of directors is Freddie Dowling, who, after retiring from a job in City Hall, came to help run the Ali, to help found it, and earned her Ph.D. in history just last year. And so she has been here for a while, and so she is not exactly, well, she's not under 50. We can say that.
Okay? Right. But she's, again, we're talking about a person who worked practically all her life.
Yes.
And became a non-traditional student, but she's also a member of the third age that also kind of lends a flair to that entire teaching process.
Oh, absolutely. She brings a different kind of background and experience to her job. She understands it from a wider, maybe from a 2,000-foot level, and has a better sense of education and what's required and what we need than most of the rest of us who are in the directorship. Yeah. Freddie is one of the key people in our leadership.
Oh, yeah, and well-respected in the community. I remember when she was serving on a board within the Area Agency for Aging at one point, and we used to have her here when El Paso Primetime was known as Senior Junction, mm-hmm. back in the day before the needs necessitated a name change because of, you know, the moniker itself. Senior Junction didn't appeal anymore. And mm-hmm. and because the third age is so vibrant, we had to change it. And I guess that's the same to be said with the Center for Lifelong Learning morphing into the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute.
Oh, yeah. It's great to be part of a wider network of institutes. We often draw on each other when we run into issues that we've not experienced before. We do a knee blast, email blast to our other directors and see, have you done this? How did you handle it? So that we don't have to reinvent the wheel, if you will. However, I want to say also that the difference between our Lifelong Learning Institute here and all the others is this is the only one, as far as I know, that was actually invited on campus by the university, by the president. It was President Natalicio's idea when she became president to do this. And it has flourished and has done very well by her.
It continues
to be our biggest supporter.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do. It really is. You know, not only from a standpoint of coming back to school, just to see if you want to come back and maybe pursue that undergraduate or graduate degree that you left behind.
That's a very good point because, yeah, you can dip your toes in the water to see if it's something you really want to do. Low impact when you are in the Osher Institute because there are no tests, there are no papers to write. You learn if you want to. Often our members, because we're seniors and the classes are in the afternoon, some folks will nod off. We just ask that they not snore.
Not a bad way to go. And again, we go back to the curriculum that's very diverse. One of our hosts here at KTEP is Florence Schwein, and Florence teaches art history, amongst other things.
Yes, she does, amongst other things. She is a wonderful proponent of art history. She has gone through the whole history of man and doing art, going back to, I think, to cave drawings, and has most recently dealt with the European art. She's also been teaching a hands-on class on drawing here on the campus and also at one of the libraries in the city.
Like you said, the population is getting quite larger, 50 and above. We baby boomers, I'm part of that. I'm at the lower end of that at 57, and so my chance to learn things through Osher is really it's a great opportunity to get into stuff like feng shui, even a crash course in Spanish. Who doesn't need that on the border?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you're interested in languages, we do have, of course, a couple of levels of Spanish. We have an English class for the Spanish speakers that need to strengthen their English. And there is an Italian class as well. The Italian class has been going now for a couple of semesters. The Frenchies are also learning, or that is, our members are also learning Frenchie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want, if it is a language, a new language that you want to launch in your life, you can do it in OLLI. The other thing about the doing this at the in our age, in our time of our lives, is that while I can't point at anyone in particular, there are studies that have shown that if you continue to exert yourself mentally, to challenge your brain with new ideas and with new thinking, and by participating with others and discussing ideas, that all the rest of the systemic degradation that occurs is kind of delayed some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you will find in our classrooms folks who are in their 90s who are as sharp as a tack. You know, some folks who need help coming in, there are a couple of people come in a walker. We have a couple of people come in on their motorized wheelchairs, but they are there every class because they know the benefit. Aside from the obvious that it's a subject that they're interested in, that the brain is being exercised and challenged, which is good for us.
We have a couple of minutes, and the one thing we haven't touched upon is how to get a hold of OLLI in order to become a member.
It's not an easy thing. Get on the phone and call OLLI at 747-8848 or 747-6280. Staff is in our office and manning those phones from 1 to 5 every afternoon. If you get a busy, please try again. Or if you call at a different time, leave us your name and a phone number. We can come back to you, and we will provide you what information you need. I can tell you that it's not difficult at all.
We're in mid-October, so I would assume that you're heading into the second semester of the fall?
That's exactly right. We call it the second 6 weeks of the fall semester. Begins on the 30th, and there are a number of classes that are programmed to begin during that time. A couple of them begin a little later, but they will all be completed by the end of this semester, which is about mid-December. Among those of you who are Shakespeare aficionados, you have not studied a Shakespeare class unless you have done so with others in your age group and under the guidance of Grace Haddox, who brings Shakespeare to life in an incredible way. That begins on November 1 in Miners Hall. And some other things as well. We have a plan to conduct a class on Hinduism beginning on November 2. One of the things that happens in our age group is we become interested in issues having to do with faith, if you will. And so we have that. We also have been conducting a course that is headed by Rabbi Larry Bach from Temple Mount Sinai. That is underway now on Judaism and what Judaism says about X number of things. We have a course that deals with monotheism and focusing on Islam. That class, in fact, is meeting today. If you are interested in learning about what other people believe, that's the whole point of these this series of religion-based classes. This is the way to find out. They are not religion as such. There's no proselytizing. It is simply the facts and history so that we can learn why people believe as they do.
As we get older, the thirst for knowledge continues to get larger and larger, or at least I would hope so. You know, as they say, youth is wasted on the young. And quite frankly, when you have opportunities like this one at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to take advantage of. So one more time, Peter, how do we do it?
We call 747-8848 or 747-6280 or come to campus. When you call us, we'll give you directions. Come to campus and visit our office. If there is a class meeting, we'll invite you to come and sit in on it. So you have a sense, the flavor for how it works. Don't be afraid. Be not afraid. Come back to school. It doesn't hurt a bit, and it's good for you.
Peter, thank you so much. I can't believe this time has gone by so quickly. We've got to bring you back so that we can illuminate folks for the spring semester.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
Mikasa Sukasa, as always, as you know.
Dennis, thank you.
We've been visiting with Peter Rivetta, the executive director to the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, otherwise known as OLLI. You've been given all the numbers. If you need that, feel free to call us here at the radio station. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso, in the communication building known as the Cotton Memorial Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Jesse Marines. I'm Dennis Wu, sitting in for Louis Sines.